Life Fans Radio. Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, getting ready to tip off as the Penguins are taking on the Banana Slugs out of UC Santa Cruz, right here in the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Both teams out on the floor now. We're getting ready for the starting lineups, and we'll have the national anthem as well. I guess we're having the national anthem now. All right, we have the overhead announcer going. By Michael Rupp, new SID here at Dominican University of California in the Conlon Center. The Banana Slugs starting lineup. Under head coach Nikki Turner. Number two is Elsa Tang, a 5'7" junior out of Windsor. Number three is Talia Joyce, a 5'4" senior out of Carson City, Nevada. The top scorer for the Banana Slugs, number 20, is Kaylee Calandry, 5'9" junior out of Alameda. Number 22 is Sarah Adamson, a 6'2" senior from Ben Lomond. And number 24 is Melissa Young, a 5'11" junior out of Sunnyvale. Head coach is Nikki Turner, and she's assisted by Zabia Geisreiter. For the Penguins, under Brianna Chambers, she's assisted by Denisha Prophet and Ron Greenberg. Coach Chambers is sending out number 12, Vanessa Miller, 5'7" junior out of Costa Mesa. Number 15 is Shelly Clermanco, a 5'10" sophomore out of San Rafael. The hometown girl is Clermanco. Number 20, Alicia Flatten, she'll be on the point. She's a sophomore out of Hayward at 5'6". Jennifer Jackson, JJ, number 25, a 5'6" senior out of Englewood. And number 44 is Olivia Williams, a 5'10" senior from Vallejo, California. This is a non-conference matchup tonight, but it's always a good barometer for the Penguins when they play this Banana Slugs out of Santa Cruz. Our three NAIA-sanctioned referees are in the house. Annette Tracy, Kevin Rose, and Dan Ward. They're on the floor. For this non-conference matchup, both teams are out in the middle. I guess we're not going to have a national anthem tonight. I'm not sure why. That's the way it goes. Olivia Williams is out in the middle for the Penguins, along with Sarah Adamson. Adamson at 6'2", Williams at 5'10". Here's a tip-off. Williams tips it out. Flatten comes up with it, and the Penguins are moving toward the southern hoop. Flatten's got it between the circles as Miller sets up a screen, and Flatten now surveys. Out to Miller on the right wing. Clock is rolling. No score yet. Here's Clermanco with a jumper, and Clermanco pours in a deuce from the free throw line, and the Penguins are up 2-0 very early against the Banana Slugs. The top scorer is Kaylee Calandry, and we'll have more on Calandry as the game progresses. Outside now is Young. Young flips it back up to the top to Calandry. Here's Talia Joyce. Joyce goes left side to Sarah Adamson. Hook shot, left-handed, nothing. Here's a two ball by Tang after the rebound. And Elsa Tang buries a deuce. Tie score 2-2, 19:15 to go. JJ brings it down. Left side now. Williams with a jumper, very deep. Down. Oh, Clermanco had a hand on it for a second. And Elsa Tang kicks it out of bounds. The Penguins will have it on the short side. Penguins moving from our right to left, from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Attacking the southern hoop. Left side now is Flatten. Flatten drifts around to the right side. Let's go a long two ball. Doesn't make it. Down with the rebound is Joyce. She kicks out to Tang on the right side. Back over to Joyce now. Top of the key. Joyce is between the circles. Over to the right side now. She gets it off to Young. Young goes top of the key. Tang thinking about it. Tang just scored the big two ball a second ago. Here's Calandry with the jumper. No shot. The referee, Annette Tracy, called that one off before the shot went down. It did go through, but doesn't count. 18:34 to go. They're waiting for a reset on the shot clock. That's Adam Chavis over there on the shot clock. Keep an eye on Chavis. Inbounds now. 2-2. Klemenko's got the ball as the Penguins bring it in. Klemenko with a jumper. Oh, Shelley buries the deuce. 4-2 Penguins. All of a sudden, Klemenko with the hot hand. 18-19 to go, fans. Radio.dominican.edu. This game just underway now. The Banana Slugs work it indoors to Jung, 4-4. Jung on the right side. Now the Penguins in quick transition. Miller flips it off to Flatten, who's between the circles. Flatten now surveys. Looks right, now goes left over to Miller. Back to the top, Klemenko. Klemenko scored all 4 points for the Penguins. Now JJ throws it away. She was looking for Miller under the hoop. But Miller wasn't under the hoop when the ball got there, at least. Four up. Penguins on defense now. Santa Cruz attacking the northern hoop. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu live. Basketball action. Here's a long jumper out of Joyce. No good. The putback is good by Adamson. Sarah Adamson, the 6'2" senior from Ben Lomond, and she puts that one down. 6'4". Penguins trail. Across the middle is Alicia Flatten. Flatten now brings it up. Left side, Flatten. Illegal screen called on Olivia Williams. So that's an unforced turnover. Penguins on defense. 17-15 to go. 6-4 Santa Cruz. Shot clock has changed to 27. That's the second time they had to talk to Chavis in the first 3 minutes. Chavis on the shot clock over there. Plays on the men's basketball team. Oh, indoors and Adamson throws it away. No, check it. That was Jung threw it away. Klemenko was right there to pick it up. Miller got it down to the other end. And Olivia Williams converts the deuce six up. 16:50 to go. Live basketball action from the Conlin Center. Now Santa Cruz not using much of the clock. The jumper goes off by Calandri. No good. It's deep. But the Banana Slugs are able to pick up the rebound. Over to the right side now is Tang with a long three-ball air ball. Tang couldn't get it to go, and Melissa Jung puts it down with a putback. Darcell Sanders getting ready to come in for the DUs. 16:22 to go. 8-6, the Penguins trail. Here's Olivia Williams, and she's snuffed to death by Sarah Adamson. Adamson with a clean block. Now off the block, here comes Joyce up to the left side. With a stutter step goes Calandri. Back to the top, Joyce, between the circles. Now they get it indoors just for a second. Back outside, Calandri on the way. Three ball, no. Klemenko had a hand on the down. Adamson gets it and rips it away from her. Back over to Joyce, right side, Tang. On the right wing, she's too far out. Indoors, Adamson. They flip it back outside to Joyce. Tang, indoors, Calandri on the way, no. That was Adamson. She missed it. Timeout has been called by Coach Brianna Chambers. Chambers doesn't look happy right now. It's 8-6. The Penguins are looking okay. Klemenko and Williams have done all the damage. And this timeout is brought to you by T&B Sports in San Rafael since 1946. T&B Sports on 4th Street. You can find them on the web at tnbsports.com. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. And you're listening to live women's basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Shout out to all the Banana Slugs fans out there listening in Santa Cruz. Big rainy day today, so I bet it was an arduous trip up to San Rafael. Current time in San Rafael, 5:37 p.m. Thursday, the 24th of January, 08. In the U.S. of A. 8-6, Penguins on defense now. And the end of the timeout has come. Left side, Flatten drives the lane. Flatten flip off, no look to J.J. With the jumper, J.J.'s blocked. And they call a foul against Kaylee Calandri. Interesting note on Calandri. Only a junior, and she is very close to scoring 1,000 points in her career. No other Banana Slug has ever done that. And Calandri's going to likely do it this year. At last count, she was 918 on the website, and I think they may have played one game since that report. So it probably won't be tonight unless she goes insane and scores 70 or 80 points against the Penguins. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But it's going to be this year. That's a monumental accomplishment for Calandry. JJ drifted across the key and looked like she was fouled. It tipped out of bounds, and they gave it back to the Banana Slugs. Coming up on 15 minutes, it's 8-6, DU trailing. Banana Slugs works the ball indoors. Calandry's got it at the top of the key. She's got Miller on top of her. Over to the left side, Joyce. Now they get it indoors. Adamson with the put up, no. Adamson was short. Olivia Williams hauls it down. Now the Penguins on offense as Flatten brings it across the timeline on the left side. Krumick getting ready to come in. Now Miller's got it. Miller, two high steps, very low. A flat shot, no good. Adamson comes down with it. 14-40. They fling it all the way across the court to Calandry. Calandry with the jumper off the glass, yes. Calandry gets 2 points closer to that 1,000-point mark. 10-6, the Penguins trail. 14.5 to go, fans. Live from the Conlin Center, here's Flatten. Right side, Flatten takes it up left-handed from the right baseline, buries the deuce, and it's a two-point game, 10-8. Slugs. Coming up on 14 minutes, first half action. Banana Slugs get it indoors now. Sarah Adamson back outside. Adamson, turn around, 180, jumper, no. Flatten down with it. Can the Penguins tie this game right now? It'd be a good time to do it. Left side, Jackson, one bounce off the glass. Jennifer is fouled as she hits the deck. Two team fouls committed by the Penguins, two by the Banana Slugs. 13:52 to go as Jennifer Jackson is on the line. Jackson buries the first one. Miller out as Krumick's come in. Krumick is in the backcourt with Flatten. The other three Penguins, Darcell Sanders, Olivia Williams, and Jennifer Jackson on the line. Here's Jackson for the next one. That one's deep. Elsa Tang takes it down and brings it up herself. Right across the middle of the house. Boy, Santa Cruz doesn't work the perimeter too much. They keep it indoors quite a bit. Here's Calandry out to the right side now. She flings it over to Tang. Calandry now calling out the play. She's got Krumick all over her. Now Tang, 8 on the shot clock. Oh, and a steal by Flatten. Flatten gets it away, and the Penguins zigzag it up the court. Now Olivia Williams is going to slow things down, and Flatten's got it. Now they fling it to the right side. Jennifer Jackson, she goes in. Oh, Jackson missed a left-handed layup, but the put back by Darcell Sanders. No whistle. Oh, brother, taken down by Davison. Molly Davison has come in for the Banana Slugs, a six-footer out of San Anselmo. She kicks it off to Joyce on the other end. Here's Calandry. Foul is called against Krumick. So the Banana Slugs are going to get it on the short side as Krumick is rung up. Lydia Andrews has come in place of Sarah Adamson. Andrews out of Danville in the East Bay is a freshman at 6 feet. 13 to go. 10-9, Penguins trail. Outside Joyce. They get it over to the right side. Drifting across the key is Calandry. No bucket, but gets a whistle on Jennifer Jackson. No. That's another one on Krumick. Krumick's racked up two in the past 30 seconds. Or like the past 15 seconds. On the line is Calandry. She buries the first one. Krumick gets yanked. And Michaela Baskerville, who's just come off the injured reserve, comes in tonight for the first time on radio anyway, 5'6" sophomore out of Alameda. And a lot of people talking about Baskerville. The second one's missed. The Penguins came down with it for a second, but Banana Slugs ended up with it. Not sure how. Joyce left side. Santa Cruz works it indoors. Davison. Oh, Tang thought about a jumper from the top of the key. Back outside Joyce. Uh-oh, one bounce. Turn around. Davison, no. Baskerville down with it. Baskerville flips it off to Alicia Flatten. Baskerville getting her first minutes in the 08 part of the campaign. 12:27 to go, 11-9, Penguins trail. Here's a turnaround jumper off the glass by Williams, too high, and a whistle. Baskerville came down with it and tried to flip it back up there. Hey, who's that on? Foul is against Iveth Cuellar. Iveth Cuellar, a 5'2" sophomore out of Oakland. That's the fourth team foul, or third team foul committed by the Banana Slugs. And there's a jumper out of Alicia Flatten from the right wing. She buries a three ball, 12-11. To go. Left side now, Cuellar. Uh-oh, Cuellar threw it into the fourth row of the grandstands. She was looking to hit Molly Davison, but Davison wasn't looking back. 12-11, 11:58 to go. Penguins are on top now. Penguins have also sent in Raquel Gomes, a 5'10 freshman out of Santa Rosa. First look at Gomes and Baskerville. Those two ladies are in there with Sanders, Flatten, and Jackson. Clock rolls. Penguins on offense. Penguins are up by one. 12-11. Here's Gomes. Two bounces. Gomes takes it to the hole. Gomes, left side, her first attempt, buries a deuce. Great play by Gomes. 11:30 to go. 14-11, DU. Melissa Young's got it out on the right wing. She goes top of the key. Medeiros. That's Michaela Medeiros. Oh, they almost threw it away, but they get it back. Long jumper by Talia Joyce. No good. Darcel comes down with it. She flips it off the flat. Oh, she heaves it to Baskerville in the corner. Gomes thinks about it. Gomes goes left side, and Gomes cans a deuce. And somehow, a lacrosse ball comes rolling across the area of play. Rolls right across the key. One of the lacrosse players is watching the game, and he's got his stick. And now a timeout has been called. And right in the middle of the play, a lacrosse ball came across the area of play. Gomes was driving in for the layup from the left side. And a green lacrosse ball comes right across the middle of the key as she's going in. Gomes looked at it and stepped right around it. She dribbled around it and went up the left side. See if those lacrosse players can keep the ball in the stick. 16-11, 11:09 to go. That lacrosse player, I don't know if he got the ball back, but he bailed out. Man, that could have been dangerous. Those lacrosse balls are hard. Now, Alicia Flatten steals it away for a second. And the foul is called on Iveth Cuellar. Oh, it's Yvette. Yvette Cuellar. Spelled Iveth. Yvette Cuellar. Four team fouls for both teams. Jennifer Jackson goes left side. Baskerville wants to go up with it. No, JJ drives the lane, backs out. JJ now with some good stutter step. Baskerville, JJ, oh, she hit the perfect pass to Baskerville under the hoop. She couldn't get it to go. Gomes comes up with it. Left side, flat, and hits the bottom of the backboard, and she is fouled. 16-11. That's a fifth team foul for the Banana Slugs. Four committed by the Penguins. We're not halfway through the first half. Pretty aggressive play out there. And Alicia Flatten buries the first one. Rattles it home. Like Gomes is scoring and playing well and some good footwork around that lacrosse ball that came into the area of play. And now a whistle. No bucket, they called, because one of the Penguins collapsed into the key too early. 17-11. 10.5 to go. Penguins on top, left side. Joyce, now she goes to Tang on the right wing. Tang has Flatten on her. Tang goes back and forth, nowhere to go. Young's got it top of the key. 16 on the shot clock. Young, one bounce and flips it off to Adamson on the right wing. Oh, she's got Darcel Sanders all over her. Now Tang. Tang almost let it get away. Tang fires it indoors. Two on the shot clock. Young up. Good. And she gets... Oh, no. They're going to call the basket off. Foul is called against Raquel Gomes. That's her first. So they count the bucket, and Young will get one at the line. Young fires it up. Missed it way right. Gomes and Sanders come up with it. They were trying to fight for it. 17-13. All right, so far I'm loving Gomes' game. Baskerville's got some great footwork in there, too. Baskerville, now JJ, top of the key. Here's Gomes with a good fake. Oh, no, look out to Darcelle. She wasn't ready for it. And Jennifer Jackson gets the pass, and Jackson converts the deuce. 19-13. Right side now, in quick transition. Oh, Tang throws it away. Tang was looking for Young indoors. Jennifer Jackson came up with it, and she gets a jumper. She goes coast to coast. No, Young pulls it down. 19-13, DU's. Olivia Williams getting ready to come back in. Right side, Tang. Tang gets it indoors to Young. Young missed it, and it's put back up by Adamson. Gomes hits the deck. 19-15. Coming up on 9 minutes now, fans. First half action from the Conlon Center. 9:04, the clock rolls. Penguins on offense. Penguins are leading by four. Jennifer Jackson now gets it left wing. Oh, Darcelle takes it on the soft side. Darcelle too high off the glass and couldn't get her own rebound. Darcelle was too far right and too high with it. Then the rebound came off of her knee and went out of play, so the Banana Slugs are going to get it. Oh, no, the Penguins do get it. They call it out off the Slugs. 8:52 to go. Flatten's going to have it right under the hoop. Oh, indoors to Jackson, and the Banana Slugs weren't looking. Sarah Adamson was guarding Jackson. She was looking absolutely the other way. Jackson snuck it in there. What a great inbound by Flatten. 8:38 to go. 21-15. Banana Slugs, oh, it came off of Gomes. Gomes got a hand on it. Good defensive play by Gomes. Intended for Sarah Adamson. It went out of play. Short side now. Off to our right. Here's a long jumper. Three ball on the way by Calandry, and it's good. Calandry, the 5'9 junior, just buries a three ball, and it's a three-point game. 21-18, 8:19 to go. First half. Halftime extravaganza coming up as usual. Olivia Williams has it on the right wing. She gets it over to JJ. Oh, Gomes was all alone, but Jackson didn't throw it to her. Gomes now gets indoors. Gomes hangs onto it. Oh, and it flips out of bounds, and they give it back to the Banana Slugs. It was a poor pass from Jackson, a little bit too far to the left, and Gomes couldn't hang onto it. Baskerville comes out, and Williams is back in her place. Miller, check it. Williams is in there with Miller, with Jackson, with Gomes, and Flatten. Santa Cruz working the perimeter. Now they work it indoors nicely. Young back outside. Three ball on the way, and it's a tie game. As Kaylee Calandry just buried another three. That's two in a row. Calandry, 21 up, 7:39 to go in the first half. Flatten takes it up, misses the shot from way out. And the Banana Slugs with the rebound. Oh, man, right across the middle, Joyce. Now she flips it over to Tang in the corner. Tang for three ball, and that's good. And now a timeout has been called by Coach Chambers. The Penguins with nine unanswered. Ooh. And three balls consecutively will do that to you. As the Banana Slugs, Calandry hits two big three balls from the left side, and then Tang follows with one from the right corner. This timeout brought to you by the Marin Independent Journal. It's all about Marin. Pick up your copy today. Proud sponsor of Dominican Athletics and the Field of Dreams, Marin Independent Journal. You can find them at marinij.com. Stuart Horn with you, radio.dominican.edu, a live broadcast from the Conlon Center, sitting high atop the eastern wall looking down on the area of play. As usual, from our luxury box up here in the broadcasting area at Dominican University of California. Jacqueline Woodall is working the buzzer. Adam Chavis on the shot clock. Chavis is raising the roof. 7:20 to go. And the clock rolls. Across the middle now is Flatten. She gets it over to Miller. Miller on the left wing is looking for a place to put it. Gomes, top of the key, on the way. Gomes buries it, gets a whistle. Holy cow. Gomes is deadly indoors and can shoot the long ball. 23-24, Penguins trail. Gomes to tie it. Nope, deep. A little bit too much air under that free throw. 24-23. Banana Slugs driving in now. Joyce. Joyce drives the lane, takes it herself and goes two ball. 26-23, Penguins trail. 6:50 to go. Flatten. Flatten's out there with Gomes and Jackson and Miller and Williams. Gomes has got it on the right wing. Gomes now with a flip out to J.J. J.J. with a layup, missed it left side, tipped it out of bounds into the referee's hand. The referees from the NAIA are Annette Tracy, Kevin Rose, and Dan Ward. 26-23, and the Penguins are on defense with 6.5 to go in the first half. Live basketball action against the Banana Slugs out of UC Santa Cruz. Indoors, here's a jumper now by Molly Davison, and Davison couldn't get it off. She flung it out of bounds. I think one of the Penguins may have gotten a tip on it. Flatten's got it. 6:19 to go. The clock rolls. Penguins on offense are down by three. Top of the key is Gomes. Gomes has her left foot on the line. She fires it indoor to J.J. and a whistle. Jackson may end up going to the line here. Foul is called against Elsa Tang, the 5'7" junior out of Windsor. Jennifer Jackson is going to the line. 6:09 to go.
How many on Tang? Thank you.
That's a second on Tang, and J.J. cans the first one. 26-24 now. Jackson to get us within one. Yes. Jackson is so good, so athletic, so cool under pressure. And that's two beautiful free throws, nothing but swish. Over to Tang, right side. Tang now with a missed pass, a low bounce pass indoors. She could not find Adamson. She tried, and now a whistle. For some reason, they stopped play. Oh, they got to reset the shot clock? All right. Who's working that shot clock down there? All right, so the refs reset to 17. All right, Calandry. Calandry fires it right through the hands of Davison. Davison couldn't hold on to it. Davison is in there, a six-footer out of San Anselmo, which is right up the street. Unforced error. The Penguins have it now. Alicia Flatten brings it right across the DU insignia in the middle of the house. She flips it off right side to Miller. Now left side, Gomes. Gomes with the bounce pass from Williams, and Gomes with a layup under the hoop. Oh, Gomes with another deuce. Penguins back on top, 27-26. 5:19, and a timeout has been called by Nikki Turner, the head coach of the Banana Slugs. She's assisted by Zabia Geisreiter. And she did not like what she saw. Gomes is scoring all over the place. Gomes is having a beautiful night so far. Top scorer for UC Santa Cruz is Kaylee Calandry. She's on her way to the 1,000 mark. No Banana Slug has ever hit that. And she's going to do it this season. She's only a junior. Man, oh man. 5:18 to go. 27-26. DU on top. Ryan Trammell is in the house, fans. This timeout brought to you by Puentes Taqueria, located in Montecito Plaza for the best burritos in town. Puentes Taqueria, find them at puentes.com. That's the end of the timeout. Santa Cruz will have it right in front of the broadcasting area. Sarah Adamson to bring it in. She flings it over to Talia Joyce. Joyce goes left side to Calandry. Now they get it to Adamson with a jump shot. No! Adamson missed it short. It bounced out, and Jennifer Jackson has lost her scrunchie right under the hoop. Jackson now pops it back on there as she runs across the timeline. Left side now. Gomes has got it on the right. Now back to the top. J.J. Oh, J.J. fires it in to Williams. Too much traffic. It's broken up by Adamson. And Davison comes up with it. They fling it over to Joyce. Now a long jumper by Libby Grace has come in. No. Back down with it is Davison. Left side of the jumper now. Calandry can't get it to fall. Oh, Olivia Williams came down, and she got tied up with Vanessa Miller. And Williams picks up a foul, and Williams is limping. 27-26. That's the seventh team foul committed by the Banana Slugs, and Olivia Williams will go to the line. For Santa Cruz, Melissa Young's getting ready to re-enter. On the way. Oh, this one's missed very short. Rebound, Libby Grace. Over to Joyce. Joyce hauls it in. Goes to Calandry on the right side. Now they get it indoors, Davison. Now back outside, Joyce. Now they're just playing catch. Three ball. On the way, Libby Grace, three. 29-27, Slugs. Baskerville getting ready to come back in for the Penguins. And a nice screen set up for Alicia Flatten. Goes three ball, no. Flatten was short with it. Grace pulls it down. Over to Joyce. Left side, Calandry. Calandry with a head fake. Now she's going to slow things down. Here's Joyce. Now they get it indoors to Davison. Back outside, Calandry, three ball. Uh-oh. Oh, it's out, but Davison's there to put it back. Davison gets a finger roll. 31-27 with 3.5 to go. In the first half of action on radio.dominican.edu. Gomes has got it now. First game of Gomes. Gomes on the way. Oh, Gomes deep. And Olivia Williams had a hand on it for a second, but the rebound is by Sarah Adamson. Adamson flips it off to Joyce in the backcourt, and Gomes jumps all over. But Joyce is able to get out of it. Now all alone under the hoop is Adamson. Adamson missed it long. Miller takes it down. Coming up on 3 minutes. Flatten, left-handed. Over to Olivia Williams. Oh, Williams too high off the glass. Williams was all alone. 31-27. For as sure-handed as Williams is, that was an easy shot, at least for her. Now Davison flips it back outside. Working the perimeter to death are the Slugs. Now they get it indoors. Stolen away by Jennifer Jackson. Jackson with a magnificent leap and a steal. 31-27. Miller's got it. She drives baseline right side. Now back outside to Olivia Williams. Oh, Williams threw it away. She was looking for Gomes, but it went to the hands of Adamson, came up with it. Adamson now stiff-legged across the middle. Left side, Calandry. Calandry's the top scorer for the Slugs and a real shooting threat so far tonight. Low bounce pass to Grace on the right wing. Grace gets it indoors to Davison. Davison one jump and buries a deuce. Davison with a super play. Davison hammers it in. Nothing but net, Davison. 33-27 from 5 feet. Uh-oh, three ball by Flatten on the way. Left side, missed it. Back down Grace. Now Joyce has got it across the middle. Penguins need to get something going here. Penguins are leading. It's been back and forth. Here's Grace, three ball on the way. Uh-oh, Grace buries a tray ball. Timeout called now by Brianna Chambers, and Chambers does not look happy at all. Chambers has the arms crossed, and the team all around her. Chambers is very unhappy right now. And fans, this broadcast brought to you from the eastern wall of the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, this broadcast live from the... Brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This timeout brought to you by Frank Howard Allen Realtors. Search for homes, get neighborhood information. Love where you live. Frank Howard Allen, that's FHAllen.com. And we're about ready to get back underway. All of a sudden, it's a 9-point game. The Penguins were leading by as many as 6. And now they're down by 9, back and forth. Flatten picks up a screen from Claire Manco, who's re-entered. Flatten goes 360, low bounce pass, Baskerville. Outside, left side, Miller. Miller drives the key. Miller indoors. Uh-oh. Oh, man, no foul. Miller missed everything. And now it's Banana Slug ball. Right side, Libby Grace thought about it. Oh, Miller jumped in the way of the pass. And the foul is called a push on Miller. And Coach Chambers can't believe it because Miller ended up hitting the deck. Miller got pushed down, but she's called for a push. 36-27, we're at 104. Short side, inbounds. Calandri all the way to the top of the key. Joyce. Joyce fakes. Over to Davison, left side. Back to Joyce. Davison wants to get inside the key. Nowhere to go. Klermanko's playing her too tough. Here's a jumper by Davison. Oh, man. Davison buries another deuce. And that's a killer. 45 seconds. 38-27. The Penguins have got to finish the half strong. Here's a jumper by Darcel. Oh, Darcel off the backboard. 38-29. 35 seconds to go. Halftime extravaganza complete with statistics coming up. Here's Davison on the right wing. Davison's been doing all the damage. Klermanko got a hand on it. Now Davison flips it back over to Joyce. 23 seconds. Joyce goes between the legs. Over to the right side, Young. Young wants to put it somewhere. Darcel won't let her. Here's a jumper now by Calandri. Oh, Calandri has Klermanko in her face. Klermanko gets a hand on it for a rejection. But she also picked up the foul. That's Klermanko's first, 38-29. Calandri on the line, and she buries the first one. Well, there's no single big shooter for the Banana Slugs. They're all making it. Calandri buries that one. Now it's 40-29, 14 seconds to go. Can the Penguins get a shot off? Across the middle, Flatten picks up a screen. Darcel, Flatten off the glass. Good for two. 40-31. 2 seconds. Here's Joyce. 1 second. Into the hands of Darcel Sanders. And the Penguins at least score the last bucket before they go back to the clubhouse. 40-31. Man, oh man. Did the Banana Slugs come on strong there? The Banana Slugs, they really surprised me. What a superb first half by the Banana Slugs, especially the back half of the first half. The Banana Slugs playing beautifully all of a sudden with threes raining and everybody scoring. Flatten scores the last bucket of the first half of the Penguins with only a few seconds to go. But the Penguins have a big row to hoe. 40-31. Holy mackerel. All right, we're going to have the second half in its entirety coming up on radio.dominican.edu. I'll be back in about 9 minutes with our halftime extravaganza. Until then, it's back up to the studio for more Indian Unsigned. Lord, protecting me. I'm protecting me from it makes me feel better, ever eventually. And the Penguins throw it away. Oh no, check it. Flatten gets it to go. 40-33. I looked down for an instant and missed a lot. Penguins now on defense. Penguins guarding the southern hoop. Trying to keep the Banana Slugs from attacking that southern hoop. There's 8 seconds on the shot clock. Banana Slugs have got it. Banana Slugs now work it outside. Here's Calandri with a jumper. Too high off the glass. Jennifer Jackson ends up on the floor. And they call the foul against Kaylee Calandri. Second half action. We're just underway. Jennifer Jackson's got a dead arm as she runs across the timeline. She doesn't have the ball. Flatten has it. Jackson's shaking that right arm as if her right elbow really hit the ground hard. Well, she's got the ball now and she's okay. Top of the key now. Flatten. 12 on the shot clock, outside. Oh, Olivia Williams thought about shooting it, but she's being guarded by Adamson at 6'2". Miller almost throws it away and Miller chased it out of bounds. She didn't throw it away. One of the DUs flipped it to her, and Miller couldn't keep it in bounds. So now in bounds is Joyce for the Banana Slug. She's got it. 40-33, 18-33 to go in this game. Penguins trail by 7. Way out on the right side is Young. She gets it to Calandry, top of the key. Now Calandry backs up and surveys. Over to the left side, now Tang on the wing. She's got Flatten on her. Here's Joyce. Uh-oh, they work it indoors with a turnaround jumper. Young down with it. No. And the rebound by Adamson. They get it back over to Tang. Tang wants to shoot it. The shot clock resets. Here's a jumper by Adamson. She missed it way right. It's tipped out, and Adamson gets it again. That's Young now working the boards. Young with 2 rebounds to keep the ball alive on the Banana Slug's side. Oh, that's killing the DUs. Calandry's got it now. Top of the key, Joyce. Joyce now drifts left side. Joyce goes up, and an arm flies in, and Joyce was fouled. Fouls against Jennifer Jackson, the 5'6" senior. Jackson always playing aggressively. One team foul apiece in the second half. Melissa Young brings it inbounds. They get it to Calandry, who wants to drive the lane. It's tipped away by Flatten. Tang's got it now. Tang off of her foot. Tang bounced it with her left hand and her right hand and went out off of her own foot, right off the end line. So the Penguins at the unforced error. 17:36 to go, 40-33. Penguins need to pick up a couple of nice hoopers here. Oh! And Alicia Flatten went for a jump shot. No hooper. Missed it. Very short, Flatten. Back down with it, Joyce. Oh, Jennifer Jackson is really pushing the issue. And some of the Banana Slugs fans want to foul it. Jackson was not called on it. The referees are all over the top of him. Apparently Jackson did it cleanly. Outside with a jumper now, Adamson, and she buries the deuce. Adamson runs very upright. But she can shoot it. Man, when she gets the ball, Adamson's been deadly. We're inside of 17 minutes in this contest. 42-33. Williams goes between the legs. Williams drives the baseline. Williams now goes up and she's fouled. And that foul is against Adamson. Livia Williams will go to the line now. On the way, and she buries the first one. A great play there by Olivia Williams. Pretty good crowd on hand, considering just one game tonight. Molly Davison is back in there, in place of Sarah Adamson. Here's a second shot by Olivia Williams. Penguins need it. She makes them. Makes them both. 9 points separate these two. 42-35. 2 team fouls committed by the Banana Slugs. Left wing now is Young. Young goes out there to Calandry. 3 ball on the way. It's deep. Flatten gets a hand on it. But Young yanks it down again. She flips it back outside to Calandry. Over to Joyce. Joyce now drifts over to the left side. Now Young. Indoors. Jumper. Davison. 2. Davison is brutal. 44-35. Oh, and there's a 3 ball by Flatten from the top of the key. Flatten brings it up and buries a tray. I think I got to work on my math. It's 44-38 now. There's a reset on the shot clock, but it's only off by 1 second. Ryan Trammell has taken over for Adam Chavis on the shot clock. Chavis had enough of the pressure in the first half. Put him on the line, he can make it, but put a shot clock in his hands, you don't know what you're going to get. A lot of Roger Goodwin's volleyball players are in the house tonight. Right here by the opulent broadcasting area. 44-38. 15:46 to go. Davison's going to bring it in. And she does. The clock rolls. 15:43. Talia Joyce has got it. Left side, Davison. Davidson with a low bounce pass indoors to Young. And Young buries the deuce. What a great assist by Davidson. The Penguins were not ready for that brilliant bounce pass. Down low, Olivia Williams with a double pump and a whistle and a bucket. Williams will get one shot now. It's 46-40. So while the D's are being out-rebounded by a lot, and Williams misses the freebie, Davidson hauls it in. Jennifer Jackson ends up in a jump ball with Davidson. Davidson got it, and Jackson just jumped on her. And Santa Cruz is going to get it. It's a great play by Jackson, though, just to break it up. Here comes across the middle now as Talia Joyce has got it. Joyce flips it over to Young, left side. Now Calandry's got it. Oh, and it's stolen by Jennifer Jackson. Jackson against Joyce. Right side. Oh, Joyce with a flagrant foul. Joyce with a hack job on little old JJ, and it went out of bounds. That's the fourth team foul. Jackson broke up the play and was one-on-one with Joyce. Boy, I thought Joyce might pick up a tee. Oh, and now it goes right off of the face of Talia Joyce. It was inbounded, tipped off the hands of Williams. Talia Joyce caught it right off the forehead into the Penguin bench. 46-40, 15-06. Flatten's got it. Right side, Jennifer. Jackson back over to Flatten. Now the reset. Now she looks around. It's oh, Klarmanko top of the key. Klarmanko missed it way left. And Joyce comes down with it. Oh, Klarmanko didn't even hit the rim. And she was right at the free throw line, and Baskerville gets in there to break it up. What? And now a travel is called against Jennifer Jackson. Baskerville broke up the play, and the travel turns the ball back over to the Santa Cruz. The Cruisers. Klarmanko out. Gomes is back in there. Gomes really had a heck of a first half. Let's see if she can do it again. Baskerville now tries to break it up as the jumper goes by Calandry. No. Gomes was low, and Olivia Williams climbed over the back of one of the banana slugs. That's the third team foul committed by the Penguins. 46-40 still. Joyce has it on the inbounds. And Jennifer Jackson got tied up with Joyce. And they call the foul against Jackson. That's the fourth team foul. Shot clock should be reset to 28. But it's not. I don't know why. Tang now got it on the inbounds. Tang looks left, looks right. Tang with a bounce pass to Davidson out on the right wing. She's too far out there. She goes top of the key. Calandry thinks about it. 3 seconds in the key. Off-ball penalty on Gomes. That's her second. Thought Gomes was getting called for three in the key, but no. 14-14 to go. 46-40. Inbounds to Joyce. Way back there on the right wing now. Joyce is out there at about 25. Now she comes in left side. Flips it over to the left side. Young, top of the key. Tang, three ball on the way. Missed it short. And finally, the Penguins with a rebound. Baskerville pulls it in. Flatten now, right side. Flatten fires it to Williams. Out of bounds. And they, oh, no, they gave it back to the banana slugs. Williams couldn't hold on to it. It was tipped out of bounds by Young as Williams tried to clamp the hands on it. But they gave the ball to the banana slugs. 46-40, 13:50 to go. Left side now, and the Penguins are on defense. 13:40 to go. Here's a jumper by Grace. Grace missed it short. Gomes with the rebound. Gomes got the ponytail. It came right into her eyes. Gomes now across the middle with Flatten. Flatten's got it on the right wing. Back over to Gomes. Left side. Gomes throws it away, but Davidson got in the way and tipped it out of bounds. Luckily for the Penguins, Davidson got a hand on it. It was intended for Olivia Williams. It was a poor pass by Gomes. Inbounds. Baskerville has it go through her hands. And Baskerville, as Joyce chased it to the edge, Baskerville couldn't haul it back in. So Melissa Young is going to bring it in. No, check it. Young is going back to the bench. Lydia Andrews, the 6-foot freshman out of Danville, comes in. Andrews has got the left wrist all taped up. She flings it into Joyce, who goes all the way down. Now Davison on the left wing. 46-40 still. No scoring in the last 3 minutes. Now Gomes goes up against Andrews, and Gomes climbs up her back, and Gomes gets another.
Is that her third?
That's a third against Gomes. With 13-10 to go. Calandry brings it inbounds to Davison on the left side. Here's a jumper by Calandry. Three ball, no. Tipped out. Jennifer Jackson's got it. Jackson's got it. It's 2-on-3. Jackson right side, up and under. And Jackson is fouled by Joyce. Well, Joyce didn't foul her by much, but Jackson got the call. Jackson buries the first one with a nice free throw, a little bit flat. And Yvette Cuellar's come back in place of Joyce. Cuellar's re-entered as Jackson goes back to the line. Jackson on the way. She makes them both. Oh, man. Jackson is smooth. 46-42. Inbounds. Penguins with full court pressure. Davison's got it. Davison has Baskerville trip right over her leg. Now they fling it all the way across the court. Calandry's got it in the right side. Now the left side. Now Cuellar. They're looking. Oh, tipped away by Flatten. Flatten and Cuellar. Flatten on the right side. On the way. Oh, Flatten gets fouled. Cuellar fouled her on the way. Flatten was going to have an easy deuce. That's all Cuellar could do. So the Penguins are being out-rebounded all over the place. They're still right there. Flatten on the way with backspin perfectly. 46-43 now. Flatten gets to go again. Alicia on the way. Yes. Clock rolls 12:34, 46-44. Penguins putting on the full court heat now. They've got Calandry all alone on the left side. It's tipped out, and they give it back to the Banana Slugs again. But the Penguins are not getting the calls. On those either-or calls, they seem to all be going the way of the Banana Slugs. Jacqueline Woodall assisting with the shot clock. Back to 18. Inbounds Calandry. Davison, one bounce. Turn around. Davison, too much. Tipped out. Baskerville. Now Jennifer Jackson's got it in the backcourt. Penguins have a chance to tie it. The game has not been tied in quite a while. Oh, Flatten gets it. Now Baskerville with a putback. Gets her own rebound. Now Baskerville up again. And finally, a whistle. And the foul is finally called against Davison. Baskerville had like two or three shots on goal after the missed layup. Should go to the line. On the way, Baskerville cans the first one. 46-45 with 12:02 to go. Baskerville on the way. She makes this one. Tie game. Lydia Andrews brings it in. Andrews has got it. She goes over to the left. Now way in the back, well, the Penguins are just putting on massive defense. Now Calandry finally gets it across the timeline. Oh, boy. Now she almost stepped on the line with Cuellar. But she was just less than an inch from that backcourt penalty. But she was clear of it. Cuellar now goes behind the back. Left side, seven. Here goes, oh, the three ball by Calandry goes down with only seven on the shot clock. Calandry from the corner, 11.5 to go. Joyce is getting ready to come back in. Here's Olivia Williams, left side with a layup. Williams too high off the glass. Taken down by Grace. One-on-one, Calandry against Flatten. Missed the layup, no whistle. Down with it, Olivia Williams. Right side now is Jennifer Jackson. Jackson, low bounce pass for Williams, throws it away. Jackson was one-on-one, but the other one was Davison, who's a six-footer. And Jackson is listed at 5'6". And Jackson was not going to get around Davison, so she tried to low bounce pass it in the lane to Olivia Williams, but it was so low, Williams didn't see it coming. 49-46, the Dews trail again. They managed to come all the way back and tie it. Now here's a jumper, Calandry. Now it's a five-point game. Left side, Calandry off the glass. 51-46, 10:45 to go. Radio.dominican.edu. Alicia Flatten out of the screen from Gomes. Gomes goes right, left. A jumper by Flatten, way short. Oh, Flatten, ill-advised. Flatten with the fadeaway jumper barely grazed the net. 51-46. Left side. Here's Adamson. She goes back into the corner to Calandry, who's just scored the last 5 points for the Slugs. Coming up on 10. Here's Libby Gray. She gets it indoors. Sarah Adamson bounces into Gomes. And Gomes, with a rejection, causes Adamson to walk with it. ...51-46... 10 minutes exactly. Three quarters of play have gone by. Jennifer Jackson's got it on the left wing. Top of the key, Olivia Williams thinking about the jumper. Now she rethinks it because Adamson's in her face. Left side, Jennifer Jackson with a beautiful up and under. Jackson had grace in her face, and Jackson scores the deuce. Inbounds, Jackson's the only Penguin left. Oh, man. Jackson slams into Melissa Young, and they call it against Jennifer Jackson. Jackson came across the middle. Young had set up the screen, and Jackson didn't even see her and pounded into her. Sent Jackson flying, and they call it against Jackson. Sent Young flying, I mean. Coach Chambers hated that call. That was, I think Chambers has a legitimate beef. Here's the free throw by Young, and Young missed it. Down with it, Gomes. So no damage done, really. Right side now. Here comes, drifting across the key is JJ. Low bounce pass to Young, to Gomes. Gomes, left, right, Gomes with a turnaround. Gomes gets it to fall. 51-50, a left-handed turnaround by Gomes. 17 fouls for each team. Now the crowd's starting to get into it. The Penguins have crept right back into this thing. Gomes tips it away. Gomes out of bounds, but Gomes breaks up the pass. Great play by Gomes. Raquel Gomes, a 5'10 freshman out of Santa Rosa. She's playing lights out right now. Inbound, stolen away by Flatten. Flatten takes it coast to coast. Flatten goes left side. Over to Baskerville. Air ball, but a foul. Baskerville got it on the no-look pass from Alicia Flatten. And the foul is called on Elsa Tang. How can it be on Elsa Tang? She's not on the floor.
Who was that again? 1-5.
Foul's against Libby Grace. I thought the referee said it was against 2. And that would be Tang, but Tang couldn't have made it. She was on the floor. Baskerville, or she was on the bench, I mean. Baskerville made 1 of 2. It's tied up 51 apiece. Inside of 9 minutes, fans. That was the 8th team foul committed by the Banana Slugs. Joyce has got it on the right wing. Boy, if the Penguins could get any defense at all going now, it would serve them very well. Joyce goes back indoors. Young's got it outside. Medeiros for 3. Nope, for 2. That was a massive two-pointer, though. Clermanco getting ready to come back in. 8.5 to go. Jennifer Jackson to Flatten for 3 on the way. Oh, Flatten buries the 3. The long 3 ball by Flatten. The Penguins are up by 1, 54-53. 8:12 to go. Flatten cans another long tray ball. Joyce now goes right side to Davison. No, that's Adamson. Left wing, Joyce has got it. She's thinking three ball. Jennifer Jackson won't let her do it. Gomes gets in her face. Oh, the jumper goes down. Joyce scores two. 55-54. 7:50 to go, fans. Oh, here's Flatten, goes left side. Out to Gomes, thinks about it. Gomes, a long two ball. Missed it short. Oh, the rebound by Libby Grace, and coming over the top was Olivia Williams. Williams with the foul. Williams climbed right up Grace's back. Williams out. Klarmenko back in there. Miller's back in place of JJ. They're out there with Baskerville and Gomes. And Flatten's still in there. Libby Grace on the line. She cans this one. And she's going to get to go again. 56-54 slugs. Grace back to the line. On the way. Grace in and out. Down with it. Klarmenko had it. And they're going to give it to the Penguins. It was tipped out by Sarah Adamson after the missed freebie. So it's Baskerville, Flatten, Miller, Gomes, and Klarmenko for the Penguins. 56-54. 7.5 to go now, fans. Flatten across the middle. Penguins ever cool. Left side, Baskerville. Gomes thinks about it. Gomes now. What? They call the travel on Gomes. Gomes had a foot fake, but I guess not. 7:22 to go, 56-54. Outside to Medeiros. Now they go top of the key. Slugs have got it. Penguins on defense. Here's Young. Top of the key again, Medeiros. Way out to the right, Joyce. Joyce with a head fake. Joyce drives baseline against Klarmenko. Flips it back outside, now to Young. Over to the left. Oh, it's muffed for a second by Tang. Tang's got Flatten on her. Back outside, 5 on the shot clock. Joyce has got her, drives baseline against Klarmenko. She flips it back outside and a whistle. With 2 on the shot clock. Oh. The foul is called against Klarmenko. Klarmenko was forcing Tang off the baseline. As Calandria has re-entered the game in place of Medeiros. And Joyce to the line. And Joyce makes it. 57-54 now with 6:54 to go. And Joyce misses this one. It's taken down by Miller. No pressure in the backcourt from the Slugs. Across the middle, Flatten. Left side, Gomes. Gomes walked with it again. Two plays in a row, and Gomes travels. Both on the left side, and a timeout's been called. And the timeout is called by Nikki Turner, the head coach for the Banana Slugs. You're listening to live basketball action on the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu. Broadcasting from San Fran to Japan, from the Yukon to the Euphrates, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It's radio.dominican.edu. This timeout is brought to you by Wells Fargo Bank. Free checking with direct deposit. 12 Marin locations to serve you. They're at wellsfargo.com. Proud sponsors of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. 6:45 to go, fans. 57-54. Penguins are trailing this one. And the Penguins are on defense. Banana Slugs moving from our right to left. The clock rolls now. Across the middle is Joyce. Joyce takes it up the right side. Baskerville in her face, screaming. Now they work it indoors, stolen by Klarmenko. Klarmenko flips it off to Miller. Now back off to Flatten. Good work by the Penguins there. More of that is needed, defense-wise. Here's Flatten, right side. Flatten's got the open hole. Flatten with a layup, missed it. Klarmenko steals it away in the putback. Klarmenko stole it right away from Melissa Young and then hammered it home. 57-56. 6:10 to go, fans. Second half action. One game tonight. Stolen away now by Baskerville. She's all alone left side. Baskerville gets it to go. And the Penguins lead by 158-57. Oh, Baskerville with a magnificent steal. Stole it right away from Joyce and took it the distance. It was one-on-one against Joyce. Now the Penguins lead by one. Now they flip it over left side. They get it to Calandry.
Uh-oh. Calandry buries a three ball.
Well, the Penguins better get two of them on Calandry, the top scorer. They call it to Calandry, and she buries a tray. 60-58, 5.5 to go.
Miller, right wing. Miller flings it back to Flatten, three ball. Uh-oh, Flatten in and out. Tipped away, Klarmenko had it for a second, but Adamson comes down with it.
Over to Tang. Now Calandry. The Penguins better throw. They got to throw some serious defense against Calandry. Uh-oh, now they got it indoors. The turnaround jumper by Sarah Adamson goes down. Adamson was left all alone under the hoop. 62-58 now, inside of 5 minutes. Jennifer Jackson is getting ready to come back in. Left side now. Gomes has got it. Gomes over the top, and a foul from Melissa Young slams the ball over the top of Gomes and then knocked her down. Gomes had a good hand on it. The ball didn't get away from her. She was hit so hard, though, that she fell down. Gomes to the line. Gomes on the way. Oh, Gomes missed it left. Baskerville had it on the rebound. Baskerville now goes to Gomes under the hoop. Off the glass, Gomes converts a deuce. 60-62, the Penguins trail. Joyce goes right side, Tang. Tang on the wing. Uh-oh, they fling it indoors. Gomes had a finger on it for a second. It was a terrible pass to Melissa Young from Tang. Tang overshot her. Gomes had a finger on it, but it went out of play. Calandry's going to bring it in. Young's got it now. Over to Tang, left wing. Back over to Calandry, where she's been so deadly. Now Tang, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. Left side, 8 on the shot clock. Here's Tang, driving in. Tang goes right. Calandry now, 3-2. Battered away by Jennifer Jackson. Klarmenko comes up with it. Gomes has got it. Back up to Flatten now. It's 3-on-2. Flatten's going to set, reset. Here's Baskerville off the glass. She missed it. But Klarmenko comes down with it. Klarmenko with an air ball. Oh, Klarmenko thought she was fouled. Two shots on goal by the Penguins. They couldn't get it to go. 62-60. Here's Joyce. Joyce to Tang left side. Oh, it's stolen away again by Flatten. See what the Penguins can do here. Well, the Penguins got to work it. Flatten, left side, no. Jennifer Jackson down with it, with a jumper. Jackson scores the deuce and picks up the foul. Man, what a play by Jennifer Jackson. Tight score, 62 up. 3:35 to go. Jackson on the way. Yes, JJ. Oh, that's so large. 63-62. It's coming right down to it, fans. 3.5 to go. Here goes the right side for Joyce. Joyce now drifts back to the center. She gets it over to the left wing, Jung. Jung's got Gomes in her face. They flip it indoors to Davison. Turned around jumper. Davison at 6'2" buries it. Davison's listed as 6 foot. Davison's the tallest player. Maybe it's because she's so thin. She looks really tall. She's sure adept with that turnaround jumper. She's been killing the Penguins. Here's a long two ball by Gomes. Short, taking down Williams. One bounce, Williams throws it away. Oh, and it's out of bounds off of what? They're going to give it back to the Banana Slugs? No, the foul is called against Jennifer Jackson. And that puts both teams now in the double bonus. 64-63 Slugs. Libby Grace to the line with 2:58 to go. She's going to get two. For Coach Chambers, she's got Flatten and Jennifer Jackson out there along with Gomes and Miller and Olivia Williams. And the first one's missed. Oh, that's so huge. That is a massive miss right there. Here's the next one by Grace. That one's good. 65-63, the Penguins now. Jennifer Jackson lets the ball roll about midway up through the backcourt to keep the clock from running. 2:52 left side. Miller's got it. Now Olivia Williams.
This will test the Penguins' mettle tonight. Here is Williams, top of the key. 14 on the shot clock. Miller outside Flatten. Indoors to Gomes. Gomes caught it in her midsection. Reaching over the top was Young.
Hey, who's that on?
Foul was called against Melissa Young, and Gomes to the line. On the way, and Gomes converts. The freshman, Gomes from Santa Rosa. Gomes looking great so far. No complaints. Gomes makes this one. Boy, oh boy, Gomes is having a heck of an opening night. If the Penguins pull this off, you can attribute a lot of it to Gomes. 65 up, fans. Now the Slugs have it. 2:18 to go. The Slugs are on offense. Here's Joyce on the left wing. They get it indoors to Davison. Goes left side. Davison converts from the left baseline. 67-65. Coming up on 2 minutes, Jennifer Jackson's got it on the right wing. Now Jackson flings it over to Gomes. Gomes with a head fake. Gomes with a low bounce pass to Olivia Williams. Uh-oh, Gomes has it stolen away by Calandry. Calandry's going to hang out in the backcourt now. Last time these two teams met, it was a two-point game. Joyce gets it over to Davison. Davison off the glass, and it's a four-point game. And Coach Chambers calls a timeout. 69-65 with 1:44 to go. Holy cow, what a game. Back and forth, back and forth. And the Penguins couldn't answer the two ball. And then Davison drains another deuce off the high off the glass. 1:44 to go. This timeout is brought to you by the Mechanics Bank. Stop by the 4th Street office at 9044 and visit them down there at the Mechanics Bank. You can find them on the internet at mechbank.com. Mechanics Bank, supporters, proud supporters of DU Athletics and the Field of Dreams. So we're about done with this timeout, 69-65. Both teams in the double bonus. Can the Penguins pull it out? They're only down by four. Our next broadcast, fans, will be two nights from now as we have a CalPAC doubleheader against William Jessup University. We'll be back into the conference. Tonight is non-conference, but always a great barometer playing the Banana Slugs out of Santa Cruz twice a year. William Jessup University will be in the Conlon Center on Saturday night, the 26th. 5:30, women tip off, 7:30, men. Inbounds now, 1:43, the clock rolls. Flatten across the middle. Penguins need to get something going. They're down by four. Olivia Williams now, left side, Miller. Miller now looking the perimeter. Williams, Miller drives in. Miller softly into the hoop. That's good for two. Penguins need a turnover. 1.5 to go. Davison in the backcourt. Now Davison has Gomes run up on her. Now they fling it up to the top. Here is Calandry. Calandry back over to Joyce. She's got Jennifer Jackson in her face. Calandry flinging the elbows. 1:12 to go. Davison's way outside. Davison has Gomes all over. Davison over to the right side. Calandry. 7 on the shot clock. Calandry now. Calandry drives the lane with a jumper. In and out. Jennifer Jackson's got it. 57 seconds. Jennifer Jackson now slowly across the middle. Jackson over to Miller. Now left side Flatten. Flatten calls out the play. 47 seconds. Jennifer's got it on the right wing. Jackson now. Gomes. Gomes thinking about it. Gomes goes left, right. Gomes with the layup. She missed it very short, but she's fouled. The foul is called against Sarah Adamson. '69-'67, but Gomes will go to the line. DU fans are in anticipation all over the place. Gomes knocks down the first one. It's a one-point game. 38.3 seconds. Gomes to tie it. On the way. Oh, Gomes missed it. Pulled out by Adamson. Adamson now in the backcourt. It's a one-point game. Now the Banana Slugs are just looking to kill the clock. They've got 10 seconds to bring it across. Oh, Blue called the timeout just as the Penguins were going to force the issue into the backcourt. 69-68. The Penguins trail with 27.2 seconds to go. Coach Nikki Turner is assisted by Zabia Geisreiter, and those two ladies are out on the floor right now. The team is over by the bench. But they're talking about what they want to do, and now they're going to go back over and talk to the ladies on the Banana Slugs squad. 27.2 seconds left in this one. 69-68. Both teams in the double bonus. 19 seconds will be on the shot clock when we come back in. Man, oh man, every Penguin in the house is very tense. I'd say the Banana Slugs are tense too, but they're 1 point less tense. Penguin fans are all, everybody's tight over there, and that's the end of the timeout. Coach Chambers and Coach Profit and Coach Greenberg are all surrounded by the ladies with the dry erase board, and now everybody's ready to go. 27.2 seconds. Whistle's blown. We're about to go back into play. The ball is inbounds. Now Joyce has got it. 16 on the shot clock. Joyce gets past Jennifer Jackson. Joyce now resets. Oh, Jackson ran into her. Oh, 18.8 seconds to go, and the foul is called against Jennifer Jackson. Joyce had come across the line, and JJ was flanking her, but she ran into her. So Joyce will go to the line on the floor for the Penguins. Flatten, Baskerville, Gomes, Miller, and Williams. On the line, Joyce makes it. And it's a two-point game, 70-68. And this one right here would be very large. Massive implications on the way. In and out, taken down by Gomes. Flatten's got it on the right side. Flatten calls a timeout as she comes down. And Joyce got in her face. And Alicia Flatten said, "Get off me, man." Joyce jumped on her as Flatten had called the timeout. 13.8 seconds to go, fans. That's an eternity here. And the Penguins are definitely in the driver's seat. They're going to have all the time in the world to set it up for one clean three ball. Or will they bring it in for the OT? Boy, one three ball would end the game. But a simple turnaround jumper with a foul shot could end the game. And a simple layup could tie the game and send it to OT. There's four things that can happen, and three of them are pretty good. 70-68, 13.8 seconds to go. Banana Slugs back out on the floor. Referees back in place. Penguins moving out now. Baskerville to bring it in. Same lineup is back out on the floor. Inbounds to Flatten. Flatten's got it left side. Flatten with the layup. Flatten is fouled. 10.4 seconds to go. Flatten needed that one to drop. Flatten's calf was ripped pretty hard, it looked like, on that fall. Flatten on the line. On the way, Flatten. Oh, brother, she missed it. Timeout has now been called by Santa Cruz. And it's a full timeout. Oh, Flatten turned around. She can't believe she missed that one. Oh, the Penguins needed that one. Something terrible. 70-68, fans. 10.4 seconds. And Coach Turner has called a timeout. Now Turner's over there with Geisreiter. Penguin fans are tense. Penguin broadcaster is tense. 70-68. Penguins are right there. The last time these two teams met, Santa Cruz was victorious by 2 points. Penguins would love to repay that favor and do it right now. 10.4 seconds to go, and Flatten will go back to the line. Flatten missed the first one. Now she'll get the second one. It's all about the rebound now. Flatten on the line. Flatten on the way. That one's good. Inbounds. 9 seconds across the middle, and there's the foul by Melissa Young. 8.6 seconds to go. You knew that was coming. And Young will go to the line. There's going to be a bunch of fouls in his last 8 seconds of play. Check it. Libby Grace to the line. And that one's good. It's a 2-point game. 71-69. Grace now on the line. Oh, no. It's a 3-point game. 8.6 seconds. Inbounds to Flatten. Six. Flatten across the middle. Timeout is called by Flatten. 4.3 seconds to go as she brought it across the timeline. Now they're around Brianna Chambers, and the Penguins will have a chance to tie it now. 72-69. This thing is not over. Not by a long shot. Remember, it was only 3.3 seconds when the Penguins won the championship 3 years ago at Cal State Hayward. They brought it in from the long end with 3.3 seconds. And that night, Marcus Williams brought it in and fired the three on the night that the Penguin women and men won. Penguins have 4.3 seconds now. That's a full second more and only half court to go. They get it indoors to Flatten. Three ball, Flatten missed it. Air ball. 1 second. And that's the end of the game. Flatten with the turnaround jumper. And Flatten couldn't get it to drop. She had a shot at it on the inbounds, and she actually had 1 extra second to look at it. But she fired it very quickly. Final score, 72-69, fans. Man, what a great game. Both teams played extremely well. And the Penguin fans leaving the house, they're not happy about this one. The Penguins had several chances to do it tonight. There were a couple of highlights, though. We saw the debut of Michaela Baskerville and Raquel Gomes. Both ladies got a lot of minutes tonight. And everybody's been talking about both of them. And we finally got a chance to see them. For one reason or another, they were ineligible to play up until this point. But now both ladies are a big part of the team. And so that was a shining point tonight. Final score, 72-69. The Penguins fought their guts out. They just couldn't get it done at the end. Our next broadcast, fans, Saturday night, two nights from now, a CalPAC doubleheader as the women tip off at 5:30, the guys at 7:30. And the Penguins will be taking on the Warriors from William Jessup University right here from the Conlin Center. We'll have it live on radio.dominican.edu. This broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. This is Stuart Horn signing off, thanking you for joining us tonight for basketball action from the Conlin Center. And we'll send it back to the studios now for some more Indian unsigned music on radio.dominican.edu.